Welcome to Fathers and
Founders. I'm Will Green, and in this podcast, we're going to be speaking about fear, one of those four-letter words that makes your heart beat a little bit faster, but it shouldn't. And why I say that is, I was reading a book the other night, and the key thing that I learned was that as a human, you are born with only two fears, and that is the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. And all the other fears, and there are three main fears, are all learned behavior, basically being conditioned, or you've learned them in your sort of daily life. The three main fears are the fear of rejection, the fear of failure, and ironically, actually, the fear of success. So if you contextualize those, I'm sure you're wondering, you know, how do you sort of counteract that? What is the antidote for that fear? And this book was actually said that one of the antidotes, the first one, which is the fear of failure, is to actually appreciate the love and the connections that you have in your family. So take a moment to actually be grateful for those connections. And they had a great example where anyone who's been in sales, if you've been an introvert and had to make some cold sales, it's an absolute challenge beyond compare. One of the techniques they shared was to actually close your eyes and feel all the love and connection that you have with those people closest to you, and then make the call, because you've got that connection, and that helps and lessens any failure or any sort of fear of rejection on the other side. So I just wanted to kind of leave that with you, and also as a practical step to kind of manage fear, there's a great exercise which I think it's Tim Ferriss from the 4-Hour Work Week, from the 4-Hour Chef, and the 4-Hour Body, author, New York Times bestseller. He's got a framework which is called, instead of goal setting, it's a case of fear setting. And it's an exercise which you can do very easily on one sort of landscape piece of paper, where you actually outline your sort of major fears. And then you ask yourself a set of questions as to kind of saying, well, what is the actual worst thing that could happen? And what is the sort of default that you can return to, which could lessen this fear? So if you Google search fear setting Tim Ferriss, there's a framework, and I think there's actually a TED talk which you can watch, which helps you, prepare. I really hope that this podcast on fear has really sort of opened up your eyes and to understand that, you know, there's not that much to be fearful. I think that as humans, our biology is wired to actually be aware of things that are a danger. But this primitive brain, it isn't the best brain to be in this modern, sort of technically connected world. As we've seen what social media does with regards clickbait and fake news, where essentially the brain is more attracted to news that is negative, six times more actually than news or articles that are positive and feel good. So naturally we've got this predisposition for survival, and that's why we notice things that are more negative than positive. So you've actually got to be aware of it to actually prevent yourself from being hacked by these stories and these channels that will actually distract you. So as I said, hope this has added value, and I look forward to catching you up in the next episode. Cheers.